The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. Once again, we find ourselves at the beginning of Lent, which has been called the springtime of the soul. The springtime of the soul. In fact, the word Lent comes from an Old English word for spring, the Old English word lengthen, which is related to the word lengthen, which points to the lengthening days at this time of the year. And just as the whole world welcomes the coming of spring, just so we Christians welcome the coming of this springtime of the soul. Because during this holy season of Lent, the seed of the new and eternal life which was planted in each one of us when we were baptized, that seed is nourished and grows as we sing in a familiar hymn, "All the winter of our sins, long and dark, is flying. From Christ's light to whom we give laud and praise undying. The winter of our sins is banished by the light and love of God's crucified and risen Son." And those three traditional Lenten disciplines of prayer and fasting and almsgiving are aids in reaching out for that light and life. Through prayer, we consciously reach out for love and light, both for others and for ourselves. Through almsgiving, which means every act of kindness and generosity, we try to reflect in some small way God's kindness and generosity to us poor sinners. Through fasting, we experience hunger, and in that way learn that we are in fact needy, radically dependent beings whose life is not our own. As the psalmist sings, "It is He that hath made us, and not we ourselves." And by forgoing for a season some perfectly good and legitimate pleasures, we try to get rid of some of life's distractions so that we can more clearly see ourselves as we are, and God as He is, and may better understand what God is asking of us through all the humdrum and even vexing circumstances of our daily lives. I love the words of John Keble's hymn, "New Every Morning Is the Love." And the words in that hymn are these: "The trivial round, the common task, will furnish all we ought to ask, room to deny ourselves, a road to bring us daily nearer God. The trivial round, the common task, will furnish all we ought to ask, room to deny ourselves, a road to bring us daily nearer God." The Lenten disciplines of prayer, fasting, and almsgiving are a bit like weeding your garden. Not an end in themselves, but a means to an end. You weed your garden so that the flowers you planted won't be choked by weeds, nor their beauty hidden. Weeding isn't an end in itself, and the Lenten disciplines aren't ends in themselves, still less are they some kind of means of gaining God's favor, because God doesn't need our prayer and fasting and almsgiving, but we do. Because through them we weed the garden of our souls so that we can bloom with the fruit of the Spirit. That fruit of the Spirit that is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. So how is it with you and with me as we today again begin our Lenten journey? Is it still winter, our hearts cold and hardened with apathy and indifference, with bitterness and resentment, perhaps even a dose of despair? Is our religion cold and formal? Or is it the expression of a grateful heart warmed by that love which surpasses all understanding? If it is still winter in our hearts, then the Lenten spring is here to warm our hearts with the fire of Christ's love and to revive our flagging spirits with the gentle dew of his mercy towards sinners. Sinners who, through the misuse of God's gifts, have made of God's good world a veritable wasteland of sorrow and conflict and want, who by sinning against one another, sin against the one who has called every single human being out of nothingness into being. God, who is love. It was Saint Isaac, a 4th century bishop of Nineveh, who said, "Those who understand that they have sinned against love undergo greater sufferings than those produced by the most fearful tortures. The sorrow which takes hold of the heart which has sinned against love is more piercing than any other pain." Well, those aren't just words of some bishop who lived more than 1,500 years ago in long away Nineveh. I can truthfully say that they're true to my own experience. What a terrible thing it is to realize that I've hurt someone who loves me very much. And this is true of every last one of us, because every last one of us has sinned against the love that first called us into being and then saved us from sin and death through his bitter passion and death. Yes, the sorrow which takes hold of the heart which has sinned against love is more piercing than any other pain. Healing for that pain can only be found through the tree which St. John, when exiled on Patmos, saw in his mystic vision. The tree of life, whose leaves are for the healing of the nations, the tree that is the cross of Jesus. There alone do we find healing for the wounds of sin, a soothing medicine for troubled consciences, and peace through that blood which cleanses and refreshes every sad and broken heart. So let us then welcome the coming of Lent, the springtime of the soul. In the words of the Lenten liturgy of our Eastern Orthodox brothers and sisters, the Lenten spring shines forth, the flower of repentance. Let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light, that passing through Lent as through a great sea, we may reach the third day resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Savior of our souls. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.